how to embrace the reality of EGRs in our lifetime.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
And so we have learned that life is filled with individuals who require extra grace required people, due to various reasons. Could be you too, right? Now, accepting and embracing people with EGRs at home and in the workplace or out there in the community is essential. It's essential for fostering a harmonious, compassionate, and I dare say, God-blessed environment. Okay, Anthony, I get it. Now, how do I make it a way of life? How do I accept EGRs as a constant in my life? Number one, train yourself. Train yourself for tolerance, patience, and forgiveness. Seriously. It won't happen overnight. It won't happen unless intentional. It won't happen unless we train ourselves on it. Here's a tip. Find common accountability for the EGRs in your life. So, if Maricel is an EGR to me and I am an EGR to her, we find a common mentor. So Maricel contacted my mentor advisor for the last 40 years, made him one of her own advisors, and she makes sure we both meet up with him when we need more tolerance, patience, forgiveness from each other and for each other. See, I don't learn it necessarily straight from her, but she knows what buttons to push, what levers to pull when we need help from others. It requires strength to be tolerant, patient, and forgiving. Train for it. Strength training pays off in time. Mahatma Gandhi, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong. Number one, train yourself. Number two, accept and appreciate what or who comes your way. Fix this mindset. If God allowed it to present itself before me, then it is meant to be. Nothing escapes him, right? And if he loves me, what he allows to touch me is good for me. It's meant to be. And what's meant to be, if I accept it, will be good for me. Whatever that is, whoever that may be, a promotion, a demotion, success, or even a failure, a gain or a loss, it's all good. If I see the good in them, or at least the good I can get from them. I've never met a person I don't like. Who said that? Will Rogers. You believe that? Well, this I believe that Rogers believed. That he never met a person who at least had one thing he found to like. This one I love from Dr. Gladys McGarry. You can either hang on to the pain or hang on to what the pain has taught you. So they say the next person in your life is either a source of blessing or, with the right mindset, learning. Oh, you're such a source of learning. But either way, my friend, you win. Paul to the Romans in 15:7, accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. Number two, accept and appreciate what or who comes your way. Number three, a way of life, living with EGRs. Know that everyone is fighting a battle that you would struggle with yourself. You would struggle with if you were in that person's place. You would wrestle with. You'd cry out in pain for, in helplessness, in hopelessness, if you were in their shoes. The words of Princess Diana carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, save in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you. And personally, I will add, if not yet, chances are people have done things for you that you're not aware of. Seriously, we have no idea what others have done for us in grace and with grace in our own battles. Why? Because they chose not to make it known. In heaven, though, that realization will happen. People will see what others have done for them. And their reward will come. Finally, how to embrace the reality of EGRs in our lives, in our daily lives. 4, educate others. An advocate for loving EGRs at any time in our lives. The best advocates are those who have gone through a lot of pain. But being recipients of grace have gone through significant recovery and who now want to share their amazing experience with others who may be going through the same kind of pain in the present what they went through in the past. In our NGO Called to Rescue, for the last 12, 13 years that I've headed it, the most amazing volunteers are those who themselves have gone through trafficking. The victims themselves who have recovered because they know. And so today they are advocates. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, sensitivity, understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 4, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen carefully. The Father of compassion, the God of all comfort. Who? Comforts us in all our troubles. What's the purpose? So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. See, we pass it on. We pass it on as advocates because we ourselves have been recipients of God's grace. 1, train yourself in tolerance, patience, and forgiveness. 2, accept and appreciate what or who comes your way. 3, know that everyone is fighting a battle. You would struggle with yourself. And 4, educate others and advocate for loving EGRs at any time of our lives. T-A-K-E, train, accept, know, and educate. Take it, my friend. Take the grace and pass it on to others. Let me close this week with 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. As we wrap up this week on EGRs, extra grace requirers, ask yourself, is there someone you can reach out to? Or perhaps someone already connected to you that you must extend extra grace to? A second thought is, are you that person now? And are you willing to humble yourself, to be vulnerable, to receive from others? And 3, be thankful for what you know or what you don't even know about the grace that you've already accepted and received at this point in your life. Have a great weekend. God bless.